So I've done a couple questions on these congenital adrenal hyperplasia enzyme deficiencies 11, 17, and 21. And as I've talked about before, extremely fucking annoying for everybody involved to have to, as you as the student, to try to understand this stuff takes a lot of time, but very high yield. So cutting to the chase for this one, in 17-hydroxylase deficiency, you need to know that 17-hydroxylase is the enzyme that's going to convert the adrenal cortical precursors progesterone and pregnenolone into their 17-hydroxy counterparts. It's impossible to have increased 17-hydroxyprogesterone if the patient has 17-hydroxylase deficiency. So we can eliminate choice A here, 17-hydroxyprogesterone. As far as choice B is concerned, dihydroepiandrosterone sulfate, DHEAS being increased, that's impossible as well if we have 17-hydroxylase deficiency, because based on the movement of substrates through the adrenal cortex, DHEAS is the adrenal specific androgen produced in the zona reticularis. So that'll be decreased if we have a 17-hydroxylase deficiency, not increased. And PCO2 being down, that's a tricky one. It's not correct, okay? But that's a tricky one because you might say, like, how the fuck does that relate here? If we have 17-hydroxylase deficiency, what's going to happen is our precursors, pregnenolone and progesterone, going to be shunted toward aldosterone. We're going to have excess aldosterone. And aldosterone, one of its roles is to kick out protons distally in the kidney. So our serum bicarb will go up. So we get a metabolic alkalosis, and then to compensate, we'll just simply retain slash hold on to our CO2. Okay, so respiratory rate will slow and we'll get an increased PCO2. Okay, so all you'd have to say is high aldosterone in 17-hydroxy and 17-hydroxylase deficiency, metabolic alkalosis with respiratory compensation, PCO2 is up, not down. And then we look at the terms chalcuresis and natriuresis. It's like, ooh, wow, like weird terms here. If you want to sound sophisticated, but these are medical terms, okay? So, I mean, part of the one of the annoying elements of studying for the medical licensing exam is you expand your vocabulary as a, you're becoming a doctor. So chalcuresis is the excretion, notably the excessive excretion of potassium in the urine. Natriuresis is the excessive excretion of sodium in the urine. So, as I just mentioned, 17-hydroxylase deficiency, we're going to get an increase of shunting of substrates toward aldosterone, and aldosterone will cause distal excretion of potassium. So, yes, we would have chalcuresis in the setting of 17-hydroxylase deficiency. That's correct. Natriuresis is wrong because if we have excess aldosterone, we'd be reabsorbing more sodium distally, not excreting it. So if we had a adrenal insufficiency, decreased aldosterone, then yes, natriuresis would be the answer. Okay, that's it.